This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
If you're single and scrolling, fed up of the apps, or just fascinated by the absolute chaos that is modern dating, our next guest has turned all of that into a podcast phenomenon. She's become Ireland's unofficial Cupid, interviewing people about their love lives from the front seat of her car on Dating with Darren, and then encouraging listeners to slide straight into her guest's DMs afterwards. Matchmaker, therapist, chauffeur, she's doing it all, to be fair. Darren O'Connor, welcome to iRadio's group chat. Delighted to be chatting to you. Your podcast, Dating with Darren, it has such a unique setup. Even people who have just even scroll past it on socials will know that. Interviewing people about their dating lives from the comfort of your own car. Where did that idea come from in particular?
To be honest, well, hello, Valerie. Thanks for having me, by the way, first of all. And you know what? I think it gives people less of a choice because I'm like, well, I can come to you. So like, what's the problem? I can do it any time of the day or night, you know? So that was really the main reason. I'm kind of like, how it all started was I'd planned to do street interviews. And then myself and my sister went to Mullingar and found that there was absolutely no single people on the streets or streets in general. So I said, OK, I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board. So I actually contacted people then directly, a friend of mine, to see if she knew any single friends, basically, and would they be up for chatting to me. So she did. And I met Siobhan, the first single girl, out in the wild, and it was a lovely day, and we did our little Dating with Darren interview in the forest. It sounds a lot weirder now when I say it out loud.
There's an air of strangeness of it. I'm joking.
It'd have to be me. And then that was fab. And then the first single guy that I met, I actually met him near woods as well. It was kind of like a theme that we were going through, going with. But that day it was raining. So I said, do you know what? We'll just do it in the car. And it was actually in his car. So basically, sorry, I'm after going on a complete tangent.
Not there. At all. No, it's good to hear the backstory on like how the whole idea started. And now you've basically become a real life matchmaker because you're encouraging people to slide into the DMs of the people that you're chatting to. Like, how successful has that been? Have there been people sliding into DMs?
Yeah, lots of DM slides, it sounds like. Everybody who's done it have had loads of conversations with lots of different people. And I feel like in the beginning, I was really trying to find people, you know, and booking little car chats with people, but then they might panic and pull out. And it was kind of a bit of a headache. Whereas now, it's actually been successful enough that people are actually coming to me and saying, you know, can I come on to Dating with Darren? So yeah, it's been great, and I'm thrilled in that.
It's such an amazing idea because modern dating, as someone who is also trying to navigate modern dating, absolute nightmare in every capacity. What is that? What made you want to create a platform specifically like this? Because of the shit things out there.
Yeah, they are minus crack, Valerie, aren't they? Yeah, that was it. The idea was kind of like somewhere between meeting organically and meeting it like on an app. So it's not an app, but it's not organic. But I feel like you can tell a lot about a person from the way that they speak and the way that they interact. And it's kind of on camera and off camera. And I feel like I can tell so much from voice notes as well. Like, my friend, actually, Emma, she's like, what we need to do now going on dates, I'm so sick of disappointing, like being disappointed by people. You know, you get excited about, you're talking to this guy in the app, and then when you meet in real life, there's just no spark, there's no chemistry. And I was saying to her, I just can't cope with going on dates anymore and just there being, you know, it being nothing. So what we're saying is doing a video call to kind of screen people first for the crack. That's what I plan on doing now before all of my first dates. So just in case you thought that you might be up for that as well. But this is the podcast itself kind of feels like that.
Yeah.
You feel like you're getting to screen the person. And then I feel like the people that actually slide into the DMs, you know, it's like you know the person more.
They
you know, you've
business.
Listened to them speaking for an hour. Yeah, exactly. And the person that's being interviewed then with me is kind of more in control. They've got the power then. They're like, well, I know this person definitely likes me, my personality, possibly my looks. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, it makes it more real, it feels.
It has a different dimension to it because, as you said, there can be that awkwardness if you do meet someone on the likes of an app and you think you're getting along great and then you meet them and it goes down like a lead balloon. Honest to God, like you're like, oh, this is terrible. Ghosting situationships, they're just two of the issues that people are encountering a lot now as well in the dating world. Do you think people are afraid of commitment? Or are they or are they overwhelmed by choice? Is that another part of what's going on in the modern dating scene at the minute?
I feel like you've knocked the nail on the head with both points. It's kind of a mixture of the two. Like, there's so much choice. Why would you commit? Basically, like, it's terrible, really.
People are just waiting for something better to come along in their own heads.
Yeah, it's terrible. And like, I feel like you have to be so aware of that as well, because it's so easy to do yourself. You know, you could be having a really great conversation with someone, and then someone new and shiny comes in and talks about something else, and you're like, oh, now I'm into this. So I feel like, yeah.
Tell me about people's dating stories that you're hearing every week. Obviously, you're hearing very honest reflections. Have they changed your own outlook on relationships at all?
Yeah, I suppose I feel like I'm getting a real insight into, I'm probably looking more at my own. I'm like, oh God, do I need to talk to someone now? I've got a couple of red flags since speaking to other people. Yeah, maybe. I feel like I'm giving more time to people. Do you know what I mean? It's so hard to get to know people through text. So I feel like I'm really committing now. I'm taking a longer amount of time when I'm on these dating apps to actually decide whether or not I want to match with this person and not just swiping for the fun of it. I think to myself, oh, do I actually, if this person was to message me, would I message them back? I feel like I'm being more conscious about dating on apps at the moment because of that, like that reason. It seems to be a common theme that there's just too much choice for everybody and it's so hard to have conversations. So many people are getting ghosted. Like, it's terrible, really. And I feel like people have forgotten that there's real people behind behind the profiles, yeah. And that's what I love about dating with Darren as well, that it's like, this is actually a real life single person who is out here looking for love. You're finding out their stories. It's real and it's kind of raw and it's just a conversation. And I feel like that's what we're missing now in the real world, just authenticity and someone being real, being themselves.
What's your opinion on people sliding into DMs in general? Obviously, that's the whole point of dating with Darren, but separate to the podcast. How do you feel if someone slides into your own DMs, or would you do it to somebody else?
I would love someone to slide into my DMs. Do you know what? It's funny, but I feel like, and since doing like social media, I've actually gotten a couple of DM slides, would you believe? But
I would totally believe. Yeah, no, I would.
I'm thrilled at myself. But I feel like people aren't like putting enough thought into what you're saying in the DM. Do you know what I mean? So like, if you're going to slide into someone's DMs, you know, slide something kind of exciting and, you know, that it's not just a generic message. Hi, how are you? Like,
it being something that you remember. Are there any wild or memorable dating confessions that someone has made in the car so far to you?
There is one in particular, and it was actually from Sean, the last lovely gentleman that I had in the car. He had said about his worst date. And to be honest, I was like, from what you're telling me here, Sean, it kind of sounds like the best date ever. She was absolutely hilarious. It was all very, I feel like she was a woman in charge, and the date itself was very chaotic. It was kind of like he didn't know whether he was coming or going. They were going to the pub, then they were going to a house party, then they were going back to the pub. There was a lot going on. And as he was speaking, I was like, this sounds absolutely ideal. So yeah, Dr. Mary was that girl's name. I don't think it was a real name, but I was like, fair play to Mary. She absolutely got what she wanted from the date.
What a queen. Well, look, if people want to get in touch with you, perhaps about appearing on the show or want to listen to the podcast at all, where can we find you online?
That would be wonderful. So my name is Dearon O'Connor. You can find me on Instagram and on TikTok. You can slide into my DMs, of course. I would be thrilled with that if you'd like to come on. And the podcast is called Dating with Dearon, and it's on all podcast platforms.
Well, Dearon, I really appreciate you sharing all of this with us on the show this evening. I hope you're getting many more DM slides after appearing on the show this evening, for sure. And I'm sure we will chat to you again.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.